All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Vicki Davis. And we're still on the subject of this divestiture and destruction of the United States. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you have a question or comment, you're welcome to call in. And then, Vicki, we moved to 1989, where our wonderful George H.W. Bush administration, under Secretary of State Ambassador Zolich, assisted in the formation of the early years of AIPAC. Now, AIPAC is the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Trading Bloc, which includes 21 different nations like China and Philippines, Russia, Singapore, and so forth. Tell us a little bit about AIPAC.
AIPAC is the, well, it's primarily led by China because China is the largest group there. And that really was slitting our throat by stealth, you know, for George Bush to send Zolich over there to help establish AIPAC. And they're basically a lobbying group that pushes for free trade reforms, which, you know, when you understand that free trade is against the interests of the industrialized nations, and it's totally in favor of the, unquote, undeveloped nations, which China was, India was. And basically, he helped set up this powerful group that includes the multinational corporations as their advisors on how to break open our economy. And in the research that I did, the reason I focused in on AIPAC was because I found out that Mexico and China, you know, using the trade agreements, are forcing the NAFTA super corridor using Chapter 11 of the NAFTA agreement, which we can also attribute to the Bush administration, Bush 1. And what NAFTA Chapter 11 is, it's basically, I call it the bankrupt government or blackmail government provision, because it allows foreign corporations to sue our government if our laws prevent a corporation from making a profit. Okay, so suppose we have some environmental regulations set up saying you can't use this chemical because it's a cancer-causing agent. Well, if a foreign corporation uses that chemical, they can sue our government saying you're preventing us from making a profit, so pay up, pay us. Either let us use it, let us do it, or pay us, one or the other. And
That's just astounding. It's absolutely astounding. But you know what? A thought came to mind here when I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at, you know, George H.W. Bush implementing this, and I go back to, you know, these guys are not sovereign. They have no loyalty to the United States of America, because we're moving up here to the infamous 1992 Executive Order 12803. And you know what gags me, Vicki, is that these people, the Bushes, have the audacity to get on TV and the media allows them to speak, and you know George Bush comes on with Bill Clinton and he's talking about these humanitarian efforts in Africa and so forth, and I just want to hurl that the American people think that these guys are doing these benevolent things on behalf of other countries, and it's all a facade.
Yeah, it's a lie. Poverty globally has been going up in all the countries in the world since they started this global system of trade. The multinational corporations are dominating world trade. There's about 200 corporations that control about 80% of world trade. And poverty in all the countries has just keeps going up and up and up.
I got to stop you. We got to go to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Vicki Davis. We'll be back in three with more. Stick with us.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Vicki Davis. And we're talking about the divestiture and destruction of the United States. And this is where it really starts to get sickening here, Vicki. You write here, in 1992, George H.W. Bush signed Executive Order 12803 calling for the sell-off of U.S. infrastructure assets. This executive order was posted in only two places that the research could find. One was on the website of the Trade Association for the U.S. Water Industry, no doubt because they plan to use the World Trade Organization trade agreements to try and force the sale of U.S. water supplies, all of the systems, and natural resources. They're selling our country out from underneath us. They're using our land as collateral for the national debt. And your pension fund, folks. I want to throw that in there. You want to comment on that, Vicki?
Yeah. That executive order that Bush signed, it included everything, you know, schools, hospitals, ports, water, everything. Just anything that the government has ever put money into in the form of a grant could be sold off. And it was unconstitutional because he said in the executive order, you know, here's where the proceeds go, and you can keep the change, you know, basically, which is unconstitutional because only the Congress has the power to spend money. And so by including that clause in there, you know, keep the change to the states, he was spending money that he didn't have the authority to spend.
Mm-hmm.
So not to mention the traitorous, treasonous.
Oh, it's just it's. I mean, they should be. I mean, when this guy gets on television, when I had a TV, and I've seen him on video clips with his arm around Bill Clinton, and that tells, you know, just reaffirms that these people are buddies. When I see this man's face, it just emanates evil. And I want to continue with a little bit of this here in your writing. It says, using the scam of free trade, the elites, the scum traders, have actually been selling the assets of the United States and its citizens out from under us by negotiating trade agreements that give absolute advantage to the low-wage countries like China and India, then allowing virtually free imports. And these deals allow the low-wage countries to block imports from our country, which puts U.S. domestic businesses out of business because they have no market for their higher-priced U.S.-produced goods. So, in effect, they were stacking the deck and dealing off the bottom, putting the U.S. domestic businesses out of business and forcing them to move offshore to survive. Now, this wasn't bad negotiating. These deals were designed to crush the U.S. economy and the wealth of the American people to the pockets of the elite, the Buffetts, the Rockefellers, and the creation of the global labor pool with as little as 10,000 or so individuals. Control of the world will set back the clock of the dark ages and feudalism. And as the tax base declined, they just went into deficit spending. Our land being used as collateral for the national debt. Mm-hmm. This is the highest form of treason. And I see these people perpetuating treason on a regular basis, like father, like son. His son is in the office right now doing the same thing over and over and over again. And these mind-numbed, dumbed-down Americans watching Sean Hannity and Alan Combs do nothing.
Yeah.
Do nothing about it. You know, it reminds me of a scene I saw in Boston Legal where James Spader was defending this lady on a tax case, and he said, you know, when I don't even remember the examples he used, but there's been so many things. When the Patriot Act was passed, he thought then finally the American people would stand up. You know, and you can just line them up: the Patriot Act, Military Commission, the John Warner Defense Bill, the Dubai Ports deal. I mean, throw them all in there. It just continually happens on a regular basis, and nobody does anything about it. They just sit there with their eyes glazed over, saying, "Oh, that's nice. Well, okay, let me get back to American Idol here." You know,
yeah.
I mean, what does it take, for crying out loud?
I don't know. Now, I think television has really damaged people's brains. You know, if you don't show people things in an image, it's like they don't get it. There's no emotion there. You can, you know, when you say, well, George Bush, you know, said to sell off all U.S. assets, people look at you like, well, so what does this mean? You know, well, think about it.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think when people are getting on the freeway to commute back and forth to work, and they're paying the equivalent of $3 a gallon in tolls to drive on the freeway because they're going to do this to 83 freeways across the United States, do you think then they'll get it? Or do you think they'll just go out and buy a hybrid car and say, well, you know, that's the way things are?
Well, that won't do them any good, because part of what the corridors are doing, they're going to be smart highways, and that means they're putting sensors, you know, RFID readers along the entire length of the corridors, and they're going to be able to charge you by the mile. So it won't matter if you drive a Humvee that gets 3 miles a gallon, or whether you drive a Toyota that gets 30 miles per gallon. You're going to all pay the same per mile.
And it doesn't end. They keep turning the screws and turning the screws and turning the screws. And you know that these people, all the while they're doing, and then the global tax, the carbon tax, and Al Gore, and the human beings are causing the atmosphere to heat up, which is total bunk, total nonsense. Okay, these people are behind closed doors laughing at us. And that's what galls me. And I continue on here. You know, human resource management. under a feudal system, peasants can't own property, of course, and the peasants are managed like other beasts of burden. Toward that end, the armies of sociologists, planners have developed human resource development. You know, and I want to bring up that term, human resource. And I remember, you know, there was one short time in my life where I was unemployed and I was eligible for unemployment, and I went looking for the unemployment office. This was like back in the early 70s, I think. And I couldn't find any office that said unemployment. So I finally, you know, looked at the address, and I looked again, and I drove up and down the block, and I found this place with that address on it that say Department of Human Resources. And that's all we are to them, is a human resource. We're a resource. All we are to them is a venue to extract wealth. And then you allude to here the United Nations plan for our children. And is your child human capital? You know, this is all a plan. We know it's been a designed plan for a long, long time. And I've said on a number of previous shows, Vicki, we can stop this. We can stop this because they cannot do it to us unless we let them. And we don't have to pick up a gun to do it.
No.
All we have to, we just stop. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We just have to participate in the process. And as distasteful as that is, you know, to not only read and know what's going on, but then to talk to your state legislators and participate in what's going on in your city to stop the neighborhood associations, to watch the school district and see the programs that they're putting in place and stop those. Like, I'm sure you saw the article recently where they've taken mom and dad out of the lexicon for California schools. It's no longer politically correct to talk about moms and dads. You know, they're
You're saying that the subject of mom and dad in the California school system is taboo?
Yes. Yes. Because some families don't have moms and dads. Some families have two moms. Some families have two dads. So if you say mom and dad, it's, I guess, discriminatory to the ones that have two moms.
Oh,
you know, I don't know. It's just so insane. It's hard to comprehend. It sounds like I'm making it up. But
it's the Twilight Zone. It's the Twilight. We're in the Twilight Zone, and the Outer Limits just joined up. Okay, let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael and Vicki. Go ahead. Don. Hello, Don. Is Don with us? Don in Oregon. I guess he's not there. Vicki, you still with me?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I thought maybe I lost the connection. I'm going to give him one more shot. Don in Oregon, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm finally here.
Okay. How you doing, buddy?
They just patched me through.
Okay.
I'm glad that, you know, you emigrated away from Alameda County like you did when you did. I'm assuming that that's the county that you were from, so...
Born and raised there, San Leandro, yes.
Yeah, I was right north of you. I was born under the shadow of the mountain of the devil.
And that's exactly the Alameda County Sheriff's Office. Officer D.B. Benny is the man that politely took a lead-weighted flashlight and proceeded to beat my head in. Yes,
well,
Don.
And believe me, it's one of the reasons why I left when I left back in the 70s. You know, I could... you know, we know what we know. Back on point here, in the morning hours, there is a program host for RBN. His name is Derry Brownfield. Mm-hmm. And he has been promulgating information pertinent to what you're talking about right now about the selling out of our soil, in other
mm-hmm.
words. And he has been talking about this project, and I'm not really well versed in this, but I've had an ear towards it, whereas they are compelling children through the FFA and the various agricultural programs that they have in the high school programs, Future Farmers of America, and etc. They're compelling them before that they can bring their projects to show. I hear the music coming.
Go ahead, real quick.
All right, they're bringing it up, and they're compelling them to take the documents home and have the parents sign it under the Premise Act or the Premise thing, where they're giving up the premises of their property to the corporatocracy. And I'm paraphrasing
Hold on, Don. All right, we'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Vicki Davis. Stick with us. We got more, folks.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my guest, Vicki. And I've got Don in Oregon on the line here, and I believe after that I've got Dave in New York coming up. But, Don, go ahead. Now, you said that they're doing what now?
Under the guise of a registration form for these children to register their projects and things like the state fair, the county fairs, you know, they're requiring that the parents apply a signature to that registration form, which in effect is a tacit accedance of the property under the term premise or premises. I'm not sure. I think it's premise, which by definition is a rather Machiavellian technique of defining the property that they have as belonging to the corporation and not to the sovereign man, woman on the soil. So these children, in other words, the children will be discriminated if the parents elect not to sign the form. So they can't, you know, enter their projects. This is just one of the various techniques that they're using. Mm-hmm. And Derry Brownfield has been promulgating this knowledge for quite some time now in the morning hours on RBN. And I just thought I would add that to the fuel of the fire that's being welled up right now. Because this is, as far as I'm concerned, this is just one other element of their insidious operation. Okay.
Well, I haven't done any research on that, and I don't normally listen to dairy in the morning. I guess I'll have to tune in, but I appreciate the input. You want to comment on it, Vicki?
Yeah, what that has to do with is the NAIS animal tracking system. And part of the animal tracking system, of course, is to keep a database of the premises where those animals reside. And at a higher level, what it is it's about accounting for all of the assets of the United States, because that's really what they're doing, is they're creating a database of your assets in terms of animals. And they the idea was to require that all animals in the U.S., all animals, even your domestic pets, be registered in this database for the purposes of animal tracking. And they did this, they required this because of the Hegelian dialectic of mad cow disease. You know, we've got to track these animals from birth to death so that, you know, if there's an outbreak of mad cow, we know where it came from. So the solution to that was to register all animals and premises in a national database. But, you know, once you understand, you know, how they're selling out our economy, you can kind of, it isn't a far leap to say, no, that isn't why they're doing it. What they're really doing is they're creating a database of assets, animal assets.
Beyond
and
Orwellian.
Property assets. How much property do you have? How many animals do you have on it? You know, what's the value? Then they can determine the value of it, and it can be collateral. And one of the articles I have linked on my website is to an article by Derry Brownfield about using our land as collateral. Now, something that I found out about a year ago is that the World Bank is now going to be loaning money to cities. You know, so a city, whatever city you're living in, Phoenix, that means that Phoenix could go to the World Bank and get a loan to do something, you know, build something or, you know, build infrastructure, whatever, in your city. Well, what are they going to use for collateral? They're going to use your property as collateral for a World Bank loan. So it's setting up city officials to be able to sell us out at the local level.
Without them even really knowing what they're doing, because they're compartmentalized, at least
right.
At the lower levels. Yeah.
Well, what happened with a mayor here in Boise, Idaho, you know, when you take a mayor from Podunk and you put him on an international stage, he thinks he's a pretty big deal, you know, pretty smart fella. And, you know, these international operators, they're smart people and they have an agenda. And he got all tied up in this sustainable development, city planning and stuff, and he ended up having to resign in disgrace. Basically, they were leading him to set up regional governance, and they were participating in a public-private partnership to lobby themselves for regional planning. I mean, it's so corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is so corrupt.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention, Don.
All right. Carry on,
Don. Yeah, thank you. All right, let's go to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on with Michael and Vicki. Go ahead. Sorry to keep you waiting, buddy.
Hello, Michael. Vicki, great show. Michael, I agree with you completely about the neocons like Sean Hannity, and I've been on the air with just about every one of these guys, and I'd like to suggest to your listeners, call these guys, take them to task. They cannot defend the arguments. I mean, the level of your show is so much higher than theirs, you can put them on the ropes in about three sentences. The only one that I have not been on the air with is Rush Limbaugh. He has a very selective screening network, and you really have to be a certifiable idiot before he will let you participate in his show.
But for all the others, they call those ditto heads, Dave.
I mean, he's got a good screening network that I have to give him credit for. But these other people you're talking about, Hannity, O'Reilly, Bill Bennett, all these neocons, I mean, they're just echoing the Bush agenda, and with the information that Vicki has presented today, I mean, one sentence. Go on the air with these guys. Take them to task, And I think this would be good for us because we need to get our message out in that environment.
Okay, hold on. Stick with us. We've got to go to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Vicky. We'll be back in three.
Casting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Vicki Davis. And we've still got Dave in New York. Dave, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you call into all these networks, and you basically ask them pointed questions. Is that correct?
Well, no. I can recognize what they're doing. I'm an activist, and I stick. I'm on with the facts, so I gravitate more toward shows like you that are for real. But whenever I see these guys go so far off the map, like, I mean, they shouldn't be able to dupe a grade school student with this stuff that they're selling. But yet, apparently, people like Hannity and O'Reilly and Bennett, they are duping people. Okay, they are duping people. And that's why I just call in to take them to task on some very, very simple items. And I emphasize simple because you don't have to go too deep to penetrate their scam. And they don't have an answer for it. They don't have an answer for it. When you take them to task with a very simple, basic premise, they just don't have the answer for it. And I do it with the neocons because I feel that they are duping the ignorant among us, and perhaps we can expose, if we cannot educate the ignorant completely, in the level of what's going on here, at least maybe we can let them know that they are being duped, and you've got somebody like Hannity who can't even entertain a simple question. For example, illegal aliens are illegal, otherwise they wouldn't be called illegal aliens. Well, Hannity can't even entertain something at that level.
What does he do? What does he do, Dave? Does he just cut you off and play his Twilight Zone music
in the background? He distracts it and goes somewhere else. Well, you know, this is a problem that's been going on, and if you look at the economic leads, and if you look at the time this has been going on, and if you look at all this, and by the time he's thrown enough wind out there and hasn't said nothing, perhaps some of his audience has forgotten what it was all about, and perhaps some of his audience doesn't see that he can't entertain the issue at hand. So usually they distract or deflect, except for somebody like an O'Reilly who will cut you off. Who will cut you right off, because O'Reilly will start spewing bull, and you know, when you prove him wrong, he just cuts you right off.
You think if I invited him on as a guest, he'd come?
You know, I don't know if he would or not, but I would say probably not, because like I said, they cannot entertain any issues. Anytime you bring up facts or issues, you know, they're really just selling fear. You know, if you don't vote for Republicans, the terrorist is going to get you.
Well, no, wait a minute, but stop. Okay, if you don't vote Republican, the terrorists are going to get you. They don't want Ron Paul in office. Okay, now the question is, if Ron Paul gets the nomination, are they going to swing into Hillary's camp?
Well, at that time, prior to that, he wasn't really much of a factor, you know, when I interfaced with them heavily and stuff. But you know what they feel? In general, they feel like even if you get, like for the congressional elections, okay, even if you get a real Republican, like maybe a Tom Tancredo or a Ron Paul or whoever else your version of a real Republican is, they figure just keep the Republicans in power because the neocons will come in and twist their arm. So even if they happen to get a real patriot in there who's a Republican, okay, go ahead and vote for him because they know the neocons control the party and they'll come in and twist their arm and get him to do what he wants anyway.
Well, okay, Vicki, did you want to comment?
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is that we who are on the Internet, we know about Ron Paul, but there's a much bigger population out there that are still viewers of television network news. And so O'Reilly and Hannity and Combs and those people, they're very effective with that audience. And so, you know, while we analyze candidates based on what they've said and what's written on the Internet and what we've seen on the Internet, the majority of people still are off the Internet, and that's the real problem that we have.
But you can, Vicki, you can take on any one of those guys. Well, you're based on your show today. You could break down any one of those guys in one sentence because their information is so BS-filled and it's so superficial. And I don't know if any of you saw the Republican debate two nights ago with Ron Paul. He was experiencing a lot of heckling from the audience. The speculation is that the Republicans actually pay these neocons.
Oh, yeah, they're planting people.
They're planting, right, because you would not find that boisterous behavior in an invitation-only event like that.
But let me add this, Dave, and then I got to run because I got another caller. But
okay.
Let me add this. They are backing themselves into a terrible corner because it's going to get very, very interesting very shortly. The odds are that Ron Paul is highly likely to get nominated. And I want to see, because none of these people want Ron Paul. Hannity, Limbaugh, none of these people. Okay, but they're Republicans. So I want to see how they proceed in tactfully shifting their allegiance towards Hillary Clinton. Because, and I've said this all along, and you know this, Dave, if you're a listener, the Clintons and the Bushes are running a tag team on us. And
right.
I'll
yes,
guarantee
sir.
You, if Ron Paul gets a nomination, that's what they're going to do.
Right.
I guarantee you.
Right, but keep in mind, there is still this neocon viewpoint that no matter who gets it, they could twist their arm anyway. So maybe he's not a puppet now, but after we're done working on him, he will be. There is that attitude. I'm not saying that's necessarily true in every case, but I'm saying that attitude does exist in, you know, within some neocons.
Yeah, well, all right. Hey, great points, man. I'm glad you called in. Thank you,
Dave.
Okay,
thank you. Okay. Take care.
All right. Vicki, didn't talk much during that. I'm sorry. I
no,
had to go
okay.
off a little bit there. But let's,
no, he's,
let's go
he's to... exactly right. I was going to say that I do call radio stations when somebody's on and they said something misleading, but some radio talk show hosts, I have a real hard time getting on. I kind of suspect that they might know my name,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they put me on ignore. They say,
well,
hold on, but then somehow, you know, talk for 40 minutes and never get to my phone call.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go to another call. Let's go to Coy in Missouri. Coy, you're on with Michael and Vicky. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to clarify something. That fellow that called in a while ago talking about private property, what
yes.
Jerry Brownfield was saying, this is important to all people listening to this broadcast, is they have different definitions for property, premises, and land. If you're going to put a sign on your property, you don't want them crossing over. You put private land and then maybe end property or premises. But land is a whole different definition. So they're tricking you right there. Also, mm-hmm. I wanted to mention, you know, the UN has bragged that the most efficient way ever found to reduce the population was starvation. And when this lady on the show right here mentioned this was about a mad cow and that their animal defecation thing, that's not it. This is a UN plan. Now, what happened in Russia, Stalin sent troops to all of the farms there in the Ukraine. They took an inventory of all of their animals and everything they had. Here comes winter time. They come there with these troops and trucks, and they hauled off everyone's animals and everything they had, grain, all they could haul off, and they said they needed it for the troops, which was a lot of baloney. What they did, they took it and sold it on the market in Europe, and they starved to death 40 to 60 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
well,
what that
right.
whole thing's all about. The UN's behind the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're
so
right about that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Vicky. Go ahead.
I was going to say that is a distinct possibility because the whole idea behind the structural adjustment programs, you know, to focus economies outward has caused starvation in these third world countries. That's a big part of the problem of what's going on over in Africa. And we do know that they have a plan. They do want to reduce the world population.
Well, here's what the UN has said. They've actually bragged. They said, we will use created shortages of food and water and biologicals for population reduction with no apologies. I heard the statement myself.
Wow, who said that?
The UN, someone talking at a UN meeting. I think Joan Vion heard it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That would make total sense. That they would come out and they would chip all of these animals to know who they are, or you know what they are, where they are, and then you know they could engineer the same thing as what Coy is talking about here, and just deprive everybody of their food and use the food as a weapon.
Well, yeah. See, they want to go to the places that have the most first, so it can't be redistributed to other people. You know, as their food is taken. See. So they'll haul mm-hmm. to go to the house that has the most, and the next second most, and first thing you know, there's no food there anywhere, and it's a Russian winter. That's what it was over there anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, listen, will you do me a favor, Coy?
Yes, sir.
Will you do the rest of the show for me? I got to run to the grocery store.
No, okay, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you? I'm sorry.
No. I'm just saying that, you know, all these people call in with all this, you know, very, very knowledgeable information, and it's just scary for crying out loud. I mean, you know, we're fighting this, and we're doing a good job. And I give accolades, I give kudos out to all the listening audience, you know, that they're doing their share. Some of them aren't, but most of them are doing their share. And the thing is that we're waking people up, and we can win this thing, okay? But we're dealing with people. We're dealing with psychotic people who don't think like we do. They have no compassion for human life. They don't care. They have money, and they have no conscience.
Well, they
can't. Whereas, go ahead.
They can't even deal with the idea of giving up power, and that's what's happened throughout history, like the French Revolution. They decided, the Grand Orient Masons decided they were going to reduce the population of France by half. Well, it backfired on them, and Marie Antoinette lost her head of the whole deal. But this has always been their plan. When the population gets too numerous, they're threatened, and they decide that they need to keep people poor and unarmed and not even owning property. That's why they don't want you to have private property or guns or anything, because you're a threat to them when you're too numerous.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's about all I have to say.
Well, thank you, Coy. Appreciate it. Did you have a comment for him, Vicky?
Yeah, he's right about that. And that's, you know, the next part down on my webpage is about the plan for mega regions, you know, which is where they're planning on people locating. And under UN Agenda 21, those are called human settlements, you know, where they, you know, it's easier to control people if you can pack them into a small area and then put up surveillance cameras and, you know, cut off their road, their access to exit those areas. Basically, you can create, and what they're planning on creating is an electronic prison, sort of. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, I'm looking at this map right here in this article because I printed it off, and I would encourage everybody to go into our website, www.channelingreality.com, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Or .org. Yes, .com. Okay, and read this article on divestiture and destruction of the U.S. because we couldn't cover it all in the short period of time we have to do this show. But she has some maps here of the simulated reserve and corridor system to protect the biodiversity. In other words, yes, they are going to corral all of us humans into these specific prison grids, if you will, and then they're going to open up the spaces for themselves and repopulate. I'm sure with this, you know, the genetics that they're designing, they're probably going to replant or, you know, what do you call it, clone, or not clone, but bring some of these extinct animals back to life. And when, correct me if I'm wrong. Coy, are you still on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but this planned Trans-Texas corridor is a long grid that you're basically, when you're driving down the road, you cannot get on or off. I mean, you have gas stations and you have your corporatized, you know, you have your McDonald's and so forth, just like our toll roads. But you can't just get off at an exit. You're going from point A to point B, and from what I understand, they're going to be repopulating the barren areas after they, you know, maneuver us out of there into these prison grids in the city with plant life and animal life and so forth. Now, have you heard anything about that, Vicki?
I'll tell you something about it when she gets through.
Go ahead, let her comment. Go ahead.
Well, I haven't heard anything about repopulating, but that's very interesting that they would be doing that because I just watched a video on YouTube, I think it was, called The Engineer's Conspiracy, and it was how they implemented all of this stuff over in Russia. And basically they thought they could engineer the perfect society. And as I was watching that, I saw parallels between what was done over there and what was done in our country, but it just was done more slowly in our country, except that in the last 7 years they've speeded everything up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a very interesting thing. I'll have to research that.
Yeah,
so,
Coy, have you got something?
Okay, here's what I believe. You know, if they're going to reduce the population so much, they're not going to need to have this big NAFTA highway to take and bring produce and all this, you know, goods and stuff, things up down. That their highway, in my opinion, is going to be part of their plans where they talk about dividing the United States up in zones and giving parts of it to Russia, parts to China. And this highway is a rapid deployment for Russian and Chinese troops with these arms that go east and west for rapidly quelling disturbances because you can't get enough people there in helicopters. You have to have it with trucks and all this kind of stuff. And I believe that's what it's about because the bankers say they own all the land in this country. Clinton already turned over 70% of our landmass to them, and now they're wanting to collateralize everything, including the states. Like when they make loans to the states, you know, there's no way you can pay it back with that debt-based system. So they will then say they own the states, and they will enforce it with their jackbooted thugs, like they do everything else.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I have a web page that I took down because somebody thought that I was saying that they were going to build a highway across the Pacific, which is absurd. It never occurred to me people would think that. But when you look at the Asia-Pacific Gateway, which takes the shipping lanes, you know, and has ports in Canada that drop right down into the United States that connect up with the Trans-Texas Corridor. And then you look at the shipping lanes coming from down to those new ports in Mexico and the plan for the corridor, which is massive transportation. You know, I think, I forget how many lanes of traffic it is, but it's not only car traffic, it's several lanes of truck traffic and several rail car, railroad tracks. I think it's an invasion route also.
Good.
I don't think it's about trade. I agree with you.
Well, thank you. I'm going to get off now. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you for the input, Corey. I really appreciate your call, buddy. Okay? Boy, I'll tell you, Vicki?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're amazing show. I mean, you brought a lot to the table here. A lot of great callers today. A lot of good information. And, I really, it's almost like God, and John Stadtmiller, allowed me to be in this position. But I have learned so much. I'm thankful. I'm happy that I was able to come onto this network. And, having guests like you on this show, are just a pleasure to me. And I really do. I appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate the opportunity to share my research, because I work hard at this. I'm trying to build a picture of what's going on, and it's so important for everybody to understand the big picture. And there are so many pieces of this treachery that is going on. It's actually a conspiracy against America and the American people.
And humanity as a whole. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come up for the final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Vicki Davis. Stick with us.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right.
right, we're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening, and with my guest, Vicki Davis. Final segment coming up here. How would you like to close this out, Vicki? What would you say to the audience if you had a couple of minutes to say so?
I would say that one way to start participating is to find out as much as you can about the corridors, the international corridors that are going to be in your state, and hook up with other people that are working on this in their states and start lobbying your state legislators. Because a big part of what we need to do is to educate them a step at a time, because nobody can take this whole big picture and put it together all at once. But you've got to start somewhere, and that's a good place to start because there's lots of evidence. It's tangible. You can start working with them and lobbying to stop it. And as you're doing that, you can educate people on other aspects of what's going on a piece at a time. You know, and that's a good place to start.
No, and you're right. I mean, you know, you can't, it's like trying to feed, you know, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? You know, and especially these people in public office, city council, state legislator, and so forth. You know, they're just people too. And we have to recall, and we have to remember that, you know, on the one hand, we're trying to educate, but on the other hand, you know, the powers that be are trying to continually propagandize them and dumb them down. And if you recall, you know, propaganda is not for the critical thinker. It's for the lazy, dumbed-down individual who is too cowardly to step up to the plate and do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Now, and that was a quote, and I just butchered it.
Well, the corridors are tangible. It's real. It's tangible, and it's something that you can talk to state legislators about without them thinking you're wearing a tinfoil hat. And, you know, once you get in the door and set the stage with that one issue, then you can slowly expand the issue to, you know, to give a fuller picture. But that's the starting place, because without borders on our country, we have no country. You know, if you open up our country to you know, and create just one big continental government, we have no country. The United States will be gone. So, and that's something that, you know, pretty much everybody should be able to understand. And if they can't, then they're probably on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just
very
lying
well said.
To you.
Yes, very well said. All right, well, I want to thank you again so much. Give out your website one more time, Vicki.
Okay, it's www.channelingreality.com.
Very good. All right, thank you so much for coming on today. I appreciate it.
Okay,
right.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, there goes Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. Don't forget my website, folks, www.theamericanawakening.org, and I promise you I'm going to update it shortly. I get so busy sometimes with stuff I'm doing off the air, I don't have time, and I'm the guy that's producing the whole thing, so bear with me, okay? But in the meantime, go on there and take a look around. I don't have a lot on there, but, you know, buy something. It contributes to the cause, and I would appreciate it if you did. Okay, well, that's the end of another day. Now, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow and Thursday, I'm going to do basically an expose from a writer by the name of Ryan Dawson, who I believe is an expatriate. He lives in Japan. I've been trying to get a hold of him to get him up on the show, but I haven't been able to yet because of the time differences. I'm going to spend 2 days on this. This is the best evidence that I have seen to date. Kind of puts it all together on 9/11. And I'm trying to get a hold of, what's his name? Oh, the fellow with the, fellow who was on the USS Liberty, Phil Turney. Hopefully we'll have him up next week as well. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Bob Chapman Day. Today is Tuesday. Don't miss it. I'm not gonna. I'll be tuning in as well. So we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day if you can. And smile a little bit. See you later. Bye. With research.